This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
After another amazing week in Melbourne, and the week just before the Victorian state election, we have another great show for you. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, this is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program, an eclectic mix of local and national stories, conversation and comment, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Tass, sporting a cold. Good morning. So Mac is on leave this week and taking a well-earned break, relaxing in a much warmer climate than here, by a pool, I believe, in Bali, but we won't talk much more about that. So my co-hosts this morning are Melbourne's very own Dicons, Janet Jukes and Melinda Rich. Good morning, Janet, and good morning, Melinda.
Morning, Tass.
Good morning, Tass.
So Melinda, in case you don't know, is Joy's very own board chair. And Janet, of course, very well known in our community, currently CEO of LifeWorks Relationship and Counselling Service, a board director at Thorn Harbour Health, a former board director at the National LGBTI Alliance, and a well-known community activist and hero. So after last week's Bourke Street incident, all appears to be back in place and calm again. And of course, the security guard outside our very own studios, Shardy, was hurt. We'd like to thank all those first responders who did their very best to make Melbourne a safe place and the place that we all love and enjoy. We salute Sisto Malaspina, known to many of our listeners and visitors to Joy as the man with a big smile who made the best coffees virtually across the road from our own studios at Pellegrini's Coffee Cafe. And of course, this week we celebrated the first anniversary of the Yes Vote. 12 months on, more than 5,000 weddings right across the country. And guess what? The world didn't cave in.
The sun is still coming up.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's your week been?
My week's been pretty good. And I think, you know, reflecting on a year on from the postal survey results getting announced and, you know, how positive that was for our community. And people, I think, feeling quite different on the anniversary this year than perhaps they did on the day when the announcement was made. You know, a lot of us were feeling quite anxious about that. So good to feel quite different about it, I think, this year.
Of course, our wonderful listener 317, we still don't know who 317 is, but we love them. We love 317. Asks, did you read Tim Wilson's article in The Age about...
Don't recall reading that one. No, no.
I'd be interested in any of our listeners' thoughts. Did you, by any chance, see Janet?
I actually did, but I can't recall. I've been reading so much sort of analysis of, and you know, obviously there's the usual people kind of, you know, reflecting on the good and the bad of the campaign. Obviously, there were some people who found that Yes campaign really difficult. Other people are saying that the campaign was really more like, you know, 30 years of campaigning and it's wrong to only talk about that last 12 months or last 18 months of the postal survey processes. And, of course, all of them are right. Everybody had their own experience, didn't they?
Of course.
So, and certainly, you know, I did read Tim's article and he was talking about his own experience and, you know, how important it was and how it was a changing moment for Australia. And I think that's all true too. So, you know, it was such a big thing and everybody had their own experience. I mean, I was reflecting this time last last year, and I think I was in bed with a migraine because I think it was that that build up to the whole thing. So everybody
and the pressure release,
and then people talk about what a joy, how joyful it was for them and how excited they were, and pardon the pun, but for me, I think it was just it was really hard. And
did either of you see Q&A last week with Malcolm Turnbull, former Prime Minister?
Yeah, I saw most of it.
He laid claimed
credit.
And his tweet. Yeah, I saw his tweet, which was the same thing. So, yeah, I think
what's your view about that?
Well, I think if 60%, 62% or thereabouts the people say that it's the right thing to do and then you go ahead and do it, I don't think that's a particularly courageous sort of decision that you should be claiming credit for. But... we got the result in a suboptimal way, but I guess it's that old saying, success has 1,000 fathers, failure is an orphan. I think that's quite prevalent in politics.
I haven't heard that before. That's a great saying.
And I think we also have to acknowledge that that it was a very brutal last push towards marriage equality, which really did affect different members of our community, and we need to acknowledge that, particularly young people, trans and non-binary people. I think it was particularly difficult, and that pain continues. So we need to keep working on supporting people so that they can live their full lives.
Yeah, I think that's a really key point. This just because we've won that very important win doesn't mean that there aren't plenty of other things that we need to do as a community.
And a massive achievement. I mean, and congratulations really to everybody who were involved in that final campaign. I mean, it was really very successful. Not without its flaws, but
of course, a
fight we didn't want to have.
Or without its negative impacts members of our community. We've just had a message here from Anthony who says they still feel impacted by it. And I think that many, many members of our community do, and we need to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to also very briefly mention that the Uniting Church is still gazing its navel around this very issue. They did actually mid-year agree to allow same-sex marriages to occur. There's a vigorous debate taking place in South Australia, of all places, at the very moment. If the South Australian Presbytery decide that they want to pull the current decision, well, then they will have the power to do that, and the whole thing will come up for debate yet again. I don't think it'll get rolled in the long term. It's a stalling tactic, if anything, but necessarily disruptive for those people who've already planned their weddings. And I've actually got a friend who's planned their wedding for early next year.
Yeah.
I think we might be going to the same wedding.
Perhaps we are. I think the fascinating thing about that is the last 12 months we've really seen an exposure of some of the impacts on the churches and the schisms really that exist in the churches around our issues. And so, we've seen the rollout of the religious freedoms and the discrimination against children in school and the different ways different churches have been involved in that. And I think that's good, really. It really has flushed out some of that discrimination which has existed, but now needs to be dealt with, really.
Yeah, sure. And, of course, we've got another message here from one of our listeners. I don't know who they are. Mara Dervik, I think their name is, who says that Senator Dean Smith showed courage of his convictions. Malcolm showed that he is and was a man of straw.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.